David's Daily Digital Dollop 335. Yes, I'm releasing two in one day, because I still need to catch up on the dollops. I'm not even technically into December yet. I'm recording this on the 8th of December. This is technically the dollop for the 29th of November. So I really need to keep releasing two dollops a day if I'm going to make this work. And we're going to get to dollop 366 by December the 31st, but I can do it. I'm confident that I can do it. We've only got four Christmas gigs to do. I've got a few days off. It's going to be fine. We're going to do it. And when I was telling my shower story a few days ago, it sort of reminded me of this little story, which involves water and also involves injury, tooth-based injury. And this story is one, I think, that happened when I was about 7 years old, I think it was. I think it was the destruction of my innocence, my childhood innocence. It was kind of the removal of childhood, and it was a rude awakening into the rough, tough reality. And it all happened in Eastbourne, on holiday with my family in Eastbourne when I was 7 years old. And I was in the swimming pool and I was bouncing up and down, and my parents said, "Oh, there's some balls over there that the kids are playing on." And I thought, brilliant. I was so excited, because only a few weeks earlier, I'd been to a swimming pool and there'd been some soft play balls. You know, you just jump on them face first and you have a good climb all over them and that kind of thing. And I was really excited about this. And I was like, right, I'm going to go for them. So I leapt into the air towards the balls and I began to fly towards the balls. I had my mouth wide open, and in childhood glee, absolute glee, I began to shout, "Whee!" as I headed towards the balls. I was ready. I was ready for that soft embrace. But they weren't soft play balls. They were massive concrete balls. And my parents were looking in absolute horror, but they couldn't do anything to stop it. It all happened in about a second or two. I was going too fast, they could do nothing to stop it, and I had so much excitement inside of me, so much adrenaline, where I got my mouth open, and I was screaming in excitement. And then, smash! My nose hit the concrete, my head hit the concrete, blood started splurging everywhere. My tooth crumbled in my mouth, and I started slipping down the ball, down the concrete ball, into the water. My mum and dad lifting me out of the water, shaking in absolute fear. And I start screaming, traumatised. I've got my hands towards my mouth, and there's blood and there's tooth just coming out. And it's just that moment, standing there, shivering in the cold, my tooth falling out of my mouth, and my head cut open, and my nose all bleeding and bruised, and just standing there crying uncontrollably, more than I probably can remember consciously crying before up until that point. And there, that was the moment, I think, that my childhood sort of ended. I mean, obviously I didn't, I had good times after that, but it was a moment of where my innocence left me, and I realised that actually the world wasn't this completely friendly, safe place, and that my parents couldn't protect me from everything. I didn't even know there was things to be protected from, but now I do. And that changed everything. From that moment that I went from expectation, excited expectation, to bang, smack into the concrete. And I had to go to hospital, and I had to go to the dentists, and oh my God. Anyway, that reminds me of another story. But I'm playing this game strategically. I'm doing that tomorrow, because I might, even though I'm doing a gig tomorrow, you never know, I might get two dollops released. Probably not, but I need to play this game strategically. So I'm going to leave this dollop there, and I'm going to tell you the story tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back with dollop 336. Goodbye. You all right, Elsa?
Just waiting for Ben.
Oh, waiting for Ben to get out of the bathroom. Do you want to wait for Ben to get out of the bathroom, listeners, or should I just leave it here?
I'm out.
He's out of the bathroom. Excellent drama there. A little bit extra, people. Good night, Ben. Good night, Elsa.
Good night to you.
And good night to you. Until tomorrow, at 336.